before I conclude my talk, I'd like to summarize what we have covered. Air travel has its inherent advantages. Airplanes fly fast, and they are now flying faster than before. Now, supersonic passenger planes can fly across the Atlantic Ocean in just a couple of hours. It is reported that new models are being designed. In the future, they may carry people from New York to London in less than an hour. In the past, not many people traveled by air because of the high fares. Now, owing to the market competition, the fare has dropped a great deal, so more people are traveling by air. In the 1990s, the United States witnessed an explosive growth in demand for air travel. Many millions who had never or rarely flown before became regular passengers. They even joined frequent flyer loyalty programs, receiving free flights and other such benefits. Flying has become increasingly convenient. The introduction of new services and more frequent flights has meant that business flyers can fly to another city, do business, and return on the same day. This applies to almost any two points in the country. Some passengers worry about safety in flying. In a crash, there are usually no survivors. However, to prevent tragic accidents and serious financial loss, airlines are especially cautious in checking the conditions of aircraft to reduce the possibility of accidents to the minimum. It is sometimes claimed that flying involves fewer accidents than any other mode of travel. Airplanes do have their disadvantages. For example, they are incapable of transporting large quantities of cargo. Also, an airport can be quite far away from the city center. But the advantages of flying outweigh these small drawbacks, and flying remains an efficient kind of transportation. That's the end of my lecture. Now, may I take your questions if you have any?